we get a message from this guy from Finland, Roop. I want to say Roop. And he actually writes that he's basically asking us, when are we going to shit gold next time?
Yeah, I think we're doing it right now.
We are.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Taking a dump on the mic as we speak. Thank you.
And we weren't really planning on, well, since we don't have like a, it's turned into like an annual show in a way almost. Yeah. We started in 2007 and we've only done like 6 shows.
I mean, it's pretty impressive, you know. We listened to the first episode, and it's like, it is in 2007. That's, you know, a couple years ago. I mean, that's pretty...
It wasn't very good.
I wasn't talking about the quality. I'm just saying it was a long time ago.
Right.
You don't know much about advertising, do you?
There's no point in advertising something you don't believe in.
True. Yeah.
Anyway, he wrote to us saying this, and we were kind of like, you know what? Let's
sit down. Let's sit down and shit some gold.
Yeah.
Friday, May 15th, 2009. The Big Deal Show, Episode 7. Suppository Cocktail.
And now we're doing it. Thanks, Rupi.
I'm just such a pretentious... What thing you just did there. It's a typical radio thing, like, oh, you know, we didn't have time, we sat down, we talked about it, and then we had some people. I don't know, you know, it would be a good idea. I thought, no, I'll just put it on the shelf for a while. And then it came back, and this guy, Max, he was talking about it, and he was like, when are you going to do a new show? And he's like, it's stupid. I hate those types of talk. It's like one of those, oh, let's celebrate this famous person for being famous. It's stupid. I hate it. It's annoying.
But I'm not celebrating anything.
No, but you had that tone.
Okay.
You had that tone.
All
right. You agree, you had that tone,
right? I had the tone, because we have a new mic, and it's cool, and you need to talk like that.
You don't have
to
talk like those all the time.
I didn't talk like that. I was just saying. Rupi, thank you for inspiring us to talk this crap.
But the thing is, you told a celebrity story.
Right.
Yeah. People hate celebrity stories, especially from a non-celebrity.
We have 30 members, my friend.
Hardly a celebrity. More of a, you know, the guy you know, the weird guy. It's all thanks to Rupe
Fiasco.
Rupe.
Now that's cool, man. Dug your stash, by the way. Mustache smooth. Wish I could grow one.
You know, Andrew has a glandular problem. He can't grow a mustache. I don't think he'd look good with one, anyways. But
dude, I'd look awesome with one. I actually made a picture of myself with the fake mustache. Had my girlfriend paint a mustache on me. Mm. Looking kind of 70s, but still pretty sweet.
Looking kind of porn star-ish there.
Yep.
I just, you know, every time anybody thinks about growing a stash, it's like the next move before moving into porn.
Right.
Yeah.
Or, well, you define the porn, because I think would be more like gay porn.
Well, you know, I don't know. I'm not really, you know, into porn, as they say. But from what I gather, take for instance Ron Jeremy. He, if I remember correctly, he has a stash. I mean, he has a mustache and a stash.
He looks like a fat. Actually, he looks like a fat Mario. Okay, not only a Mario, but a
huge mustache.
Yeah, 9 3/4 actually.
Yeah.
Speaking of 9 3/4, I just recently saw a movie with Ron Jeremy. Not a porn.
This is
not even a semi-porn, but a horror movie called One-Eyed Monster.
One-Eyed Monster.
Not a cameo. He was the penis that went around killing people.
Wow, you really have to explain that.
I kind of did. Basically, without ruining the story.
I think we moved into movie reviews.
Yeah. This movie's about, they go up to a cabin, of course, and they're going to shoot this porn.
Original.
Yeah. Already, it's like, wow. And this guy, Adam Fields, who directed it, he's done a bunch of series and stuff like that. I did an IMDb check.
That's good. You got to do
but
it.
But he did nothing really impressive. He did some Dawson's Creek stuff, which in itself is kind of...
Whoa. Dawson's Creek is our time's greatest pile of shit.
Yeah. Anyway, this guy, this crew with the actors, if you want to call them that... go up to this cabin, and they're going to make a porno.
Visual performers.
Visual performers, yeah. And they start, you know, going at it. And Ron Jeremy, I think he has, like, some sort of problem. So he goes outside to get some fresh air. And
explain this problem he has. It's I don't quite understand.
Yeah. Do you know what? I forget. I wasn't really... I was trying not to see his penis in the film because, you know... Anyway, you see a lot of it later. He goes out...
this is a spoiler alert, by the way. You do see Ron Jeremy's penis in this movie.
Well, I'm not going to spoil the ending. I'm just going to tell what it's about.
But I'm just saying...
You'll see this in the trailer.
There's a lot of people out there who are thinking, are we going to see penis or not?
Yes, and you are going to see penis. You're going to see large amounts of penis.
This is a warning.
Large.
This is a public service message to people who might have a problem with seeing penises.
Yeah.
I have a problem seeing penises.
Yeah. I would, too, if I had a small penis like you. Anyway.
Are you seeing my penis?
I do not want to answer that.
Exactly. Gay.
Yeah. You suck. Anyway. He goes out, sees some sort of, star.
It's kind of reminiscent of John Travolta in Phenomenon. You know, I don't want to do any kind of like parallels, but I think there might be a little hint, an homage maybe to that movie there.
Yeah, something like that. He sees this shooting star, and he gets hit by the shooting star, which happens to be an alien,
just like Phenomenon.
Is that what happens in that movie?
Exactly. He's standing outside.
Yeah.
I digress for one moment. Uh-huh. So John Travolta's outside. He's at his birthday party. He's getting some, you know, fresh air. And he sees this shooting star that just hits him right smack dab in the middle of the forehead. He doesn't necessarily lose his penis, but he gets,
He loses his manlyhood.
He gets manliness. Telekinesis and
wings.
And stuff like that.
He gets wings, John.
No, that's Michael. I mean, the movie Michael. He's an angel. I think you're mixing
No, he gets wings in this movie.
Oh, you mean John Jeremy?
No, Ron Jeremy?
Ron.
John Travolta, John.
John Jeremy.
No. Wrong movie.
Ron Travolta?
John, he gets wings.
I'm just saying,
I'm pretty positive he gets wings.
It's kind of reminiscent of that movie. We go back to your movie. Ron's outside in the snow.
That was...
Something hits him. Then what happens?
Something hits him. He falls down. Yeah. The light guy on lights, he runs to him and he's like standing up and whoa... Whatever, I forget. I'm great at telling stories, by the way. Yeah. They walk back in, they start doing their thing, and he's porking this 50-year-old actress, and all of a sudden he's just going to town. He's going to town.
Yeah.
And he kind of knocks out the chick. Don't want to know how, but she kind of faints, and he falls down to the ground. They walk over to the guy, and his schlong is missing.
Mm.
And this is when the party starts.
Yeah.
Because now you have a close to 10-inch schlong going around killing people.
Yeah.
That, my friend, is...
Pretty scary. Pretty scary.
I want to say unique. I want to say
you
unique.
You do.
Yeah, because I
think of a lot of the words.
Dude,
I don't think unique is the word I'm searching for.
Well, this guy, Adam Fields... he has to have some major balls to make this movie.
I mean, this guy...
Because this will probably be the last thing he makes.
Yeah, but the thing is, you know, you got to admire the guy. The guy's a visionary. The guy's in the guy's in a tour. Honestly, he reminds me of like, French New Wave. He's boldly going where no man has gone before. He's like, you know, Captain Kirk. Exploring, territories. Going where...
I don't want to say that territories explored haven't been explored before.
Well, I mean, to this extent is what I'm saying. You know, this guy...
Where you have an attack of a killer penis.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's a nice movie right there.
Mm.
Bring the family. No. It's a holiday thing. I think it's out now.
I would not... Take,
it's out on
Sean's
the pirate
advice
day.
On that one. Would not chase and take Sean's advice on that one.
Mm.
Do not bring the family. Do not go. Okay, stay at home. I don't even know if it's in the theaters. At least if it's not in the movie theater and you can only get it on DVD or download it, go out to the movie theater and stay away from that movie.
We do not condone downloading movies illegally. But we do it anyways.
Wait, say that sentence again.
We do not
condone downloading movies legally.
Illegally. I said illegally.
I don't know.
I think we'll be right.
We're going to have to run that one back.
Run it back. We do not condone downloading movies illegally.
See? See, you didn't say illegal.
I did.
You just heard it.
No.
You just freaking heard it.
Yeah.
We ran it back.
Yeah, we did. I stand by my choice. I do.
I have evidence. Hard evidence.
Ron Jeremy had hard evidence as well. I'm just going to get a beer.
Yep. Sunshine, you up for a beer?
Here's a burr for you.
Thank you, sir.
Sunshine, would you like a burr? Oh, yeah.
Nothing like cheap beer.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing like cheap
burps
beer.
Burps galore. So.
I want to say nothing. You said nothing like cheap beer.
It's true. There is nothing like cheap beer.
Now, I don't know if people know, but we're not actually situated in any state. We're actually situated in the last Soviet state called Norway.
That's right. Communist forever.
Forever. Well, not, yeah, to some certain
to certain extent. Extent,
anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
The cheapest beer you will find in the U.S. of A.
That's right.
Is probably the most expensive beer you will get in Norway. Because it's imported.
It's true.
It's like an import thing.
It's kind of weird because you import this crap. And when I say crap, I mean Miller, Bud Light.
Be careful
I
now.
Love it.
Yeah.
But it is.
It's sugar water.
It's bottom of the line. It's sugar water. I can make that stuff in my bathtub if I want to. But right. it's because it has a label slapped on it and comes from another country, we pay top dollar, top crown, or whatever you want to call it, for it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like.
So what we're actually paying. We're actually paying. Let me think here. Let me do the math, which might be a problem.
Math is not your strong suit.
It is about, I want to say, $6 in the grocery store.
$6.
For a freaking Bud.
For a Bud.
And if you want to go Bud Light,
whoa.
Which has less carbs.
Whoa.
Less carbs. You're paying more money for the less carb version.
That's
which
right.
does not make sense because.
No. I enjoy my carbs. I pay for my carbs.
We want our carbs.
We want carbs. Go carbs. Seriously, my burps could become ringtones.
Right.
Or SMS tones.
I was going to say, we have our two fans across the nation, in Asia and in Finland. From Asia to Finland.
That's right. See, that's advertising. That's promotion right there. You lie. That's what you do.
Yeah.
Omit
well, it seems, things. I mean, it seems better. I mean, when I say, like, from Asia to Finland. You know?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it sounds cool.
You can go like.
But I was gonna say
from the fields of Asia.
But between those two
snowbound peaks of
between
Finland,
those two continents.
Yeah,
not that Finland is a continent. I'm just saying, you know, whatever.
Finland is
Finland's Finland. Anyway, we've gotten some mail. We have actually gotten some mail, not you know mail in the you know mailbox, but email.
I just want to say one thing, Andrew. You really know how to build up a point.
Well, do you know what?
Just
I try
get to the point.
I try
so
to build up a
mail,
point, but you
just
keep on talking and burping and, you know, you know, all this.
I'm bored with you. Okay? I think we're all bored with you.
Sean, this is a very small room.
And
when you open up your butthole like you do, not digging it. And by butthole, I mean your mouth. So shut it.
Andrew. Stop building up the points. Have we got mail or not?
We do.
Good.
And Sunshine,
read it.
No, I'm not going to read it. Sunshine's going to read
it. Well, somebody read it.
Sunshine, go ahead, man.
We got a mail from a listener in the UK.
There's representing the UK. Exactly. Tell our listeners exactly where is the UK. Broad. It's a small island in the Atlantic Ocean. That's right. We want to start. You know, teaching people stuff. You know, because I think it's important to.
We should make a segment about that.
We should do that. I think that's an awesome idea.
We're going to call it Teach Time.
Teach Time.
Teach Time.
You know, it's funny because it kind of reminds me of Tea Time.
Which is in the UK.
Yeah.
Or a
tea nice
off.
Time. A
you tea know,
off.
Like the golf
which is
thing.
Golf.
Which
tea time.
Would be Scotland, which is
also technically
in the United
same
Kingdom, yeah.
piece of crap.
Yeah.
Island thing. You can walk if you wanted to. You could. I know people.
Now, Sunshine, let me hear it.
That's a terrible Scottish accent.
No, it's from Liverpool. It's John. John wants to know, what is the song on the intro?
That's an interesting story.
And not really.
First, I want to say one thing.
I believe we have talked about this in a previous episode, but you can tell the story
this
again.
This is interesting because I don't remember the story. But I will make up a new one.
No, we actually we were making a song called... Oh, what was that called? Do you remember?
It's called Puff Puff Pass. Yeah. We don't condone any kind of drug-related things. It had nothing to do with drugs.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a song that we were working on at the time. See, I'm doing a celebrity story now.
Yeah. At the time.
At the time, I was working on a story. On a song. I have a song and blah, blah, blah. So, anyways, we did this crappy song that never came to fruition. And what happened was is we took the theme that we had written and we just said, you know what? Screw it. If we can't use it, we can't make a song out of it, we'll just use it as the intro.
Let's just make a freaking podcast
instead. Let's do it.
Yeah.
We'll do it. And that's the type of people we are. That's the type of people, you know, that we work with. We do stuff. We just say, you know, we're going to do it. We're just going to do it.
Bada bing, bada bang, bada boom is
done. Bada bing, bada bang, bada boom, whatever.
I don't know if the composer, if you want to call him that, actually knows that we're using it.
He knows nothing about it.
And we would appreciate it if you guys didn't tell.
Thank you very much. I think he's dead, though. I killed him. No, I didn't.
You should.
I could. I should. You know, but I won't. But next mail there. No, I just want to say one thing though. Sorry, but what was his name again? The guy who sent the thing.
John
from Liverpool. I just want to say one thing, John. Stay away from the pool. It's full of liver. Don't sleep. Mm. Don't sleep. What I'm saying. Don't swim in that stuff because we have the swine influenza thing. We're going. We got salmonella.
Okay, Sean. John, I got a little something for you. Stay away from the mic because it's full of shit.
No, but what about the swine flu?
Mm.
You mean H1N1?
Oh, somebody done be reading stuff. Oh, snap. I want to say one thing, though. Swine flu. What's the point of that?
Next question, please. No, but before you give me the next question, how dare you have the gall?
Talking to me now?
No, I'm talking to Sunshine.
Okay, good.
How dare you have the gall?
Gall, that's right.
To ask us questions that actually might, you know...
Already been asked.
No, that might mean something. That's stupid.
Like what?
Like the swine flu.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like something... Dude, we are in a room that's probably, I want to say like 5 square feet, okay? It is not going to hit us in this room.
You know, between all the burping and the drinking of beer, it wouldn't even matter. Not to mention the farting that's about to partake.
That's not going to happen.
The thing is, we built up a wall around us. And swine flu, I just want to say one thing to swine flu. I don't believe in it. I just don't. Like, I don't believe in global warmings.
Right.
Neither does George Bush.
Right.
And him and I, we share a common thought there. I don't agree with everything the guy's done.
Probably close to nothing.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But I just want to say one thing I do agree on is I don't believe in global warming. There's no point to it. Why even...
Actually, no. I'm going to stop you there. You say you don't believe in global warming. I don't think you believe in Al Gore.
Al Gore invented the internet. No, he didn't. He didn't do nothing.
He invented global warming, though.
He did, and that's why I don't believe in it.
Right.
When a guy can come up on stage and say, I invented internet, then I have a problem.
He never said that.
He said something to that effect.
The rumor says that he said it.
I am speaking purely I mean, I listen. Hey, pal, listen to me. I heard this third hand. Okay?
That's good enough for us.
And I feel as if I have a pretty good grasp of the situation.
Mm.
Having heard this third hand, read a rumor off a rumor off a rumor that he right. invented internet. I'm willing to base my life on that.
No, right. Look, and your opinion.
No, that's right. And what about Bill Gates?
What about him?
Yeah. Didn't he invent something?
Huh? He stole stuff from other people, actually.
No, he didn't. He's a great American hero.
Okay.
Just like Richard Nixon, okay? Right. Don't get me started on Richard Nixon. That's a great American hero. He did.
I know. Kidding, no, man. I know where you're going with this.
Yeah,
and I don't like it.
No,
getting all political. No, you can say what you will about Richard Nixon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I saw the movie about him. I know everything about him now.
That's
because I saw the feature film.
I saw it.
I saw Frost Nixon. Okay, I am authority on the subject.
Let's just put it this way, okay? He might have done some stuff that, you know, wasn't all
allegedly. Allegedly.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing conclusive that comes out of that movie.
You know, he kind of admitted it. Anyway.
No, he said, I might have done stuff that did stuff that wasn't right. But he didn't say, like, oh, I committed a crime. No. Far from it. He said.
I think he kind of said that.
Verbatim, he said something like this. He said, when the president does something illegal, it's not illegal. I mean, what kind of proof is that? I mean, honestly, people, let's get with the program here. There's right. nothing. That's a diplomatic answer. He didn't.
But anyway, I mean,
anything.
Come on. Don't dog the guy. He's dead. So give him a break.
He died way back when. But I'm going to tell you something. I don't dog him.
It's crazy.
You know what? I just want to say one thing. Next letter.
Yeah. Okay. You done?
Mm-hmm.
You done?
We want the next letter, man.
Yeah, okay. Well, this one is from Brady.
Brady.
In California.
Wait a second. I just want to, well, for one second here. Brady, do you think it's a girl or a boy?
I'm going to say a dude.
You are?
Yeah.
White or black?
Ooh. Oh, not going there.
Not going there
yeah.
ever.
Just give us the email.
Yeah, well, he's from California.
Right.
He doesn't say where in California.
Well, that's probably
so
smart.
So I'm just going to make up that he's from L.A.
Okay, good.
Sweet,
good.
Sweet, sweet.
Or yeah. You could just say California because we really don't care.
Yeah. Okay, well, he wants your opinion on Barack Obama so far.
Ooh. That's a little too current for our taste.
No, honestly, I'm not going to say anything until he's been there 100 days.
He has been there 100 days.
Oh,
snap.
Okay, I was going to agree with you on that.
Yeah. I won't say anything until he's been there a year. What, are you going to say he's been there a year now?
He has, technically, because the guy is really quick.
Yeah, I really don't have an opinion yet. Call me in a year.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, I'm going to do something first. I mean, yeah, you know, there's been stuff. People said stuff. People said this. People said that. You know, like Jon Stewart, he's making fun of him. But then again, you know, he's always making fun of everybody's in office. I mean, that's what Jon Stewart does. He's like, I'm not digressing.
No, but he's not really making fun of, because
it's not politically correct
to make fun of Obama.
It's not.
You can't
know
do it. If you do,
you know,
you,
I'm just going to say it. I'm just going to say it right.
Be careful
the
what
reason
you say.
Why is because he's a really nice guy.
That's what I was going to say.
Exactly. You racist piece of shit. I need another beer for this.
Mm. Sunshine, you want one?
Just want to say one thing, though. This new beer policy is really working out. We have a thing called... how you doing?
Next question, please.
Brady from... L.A. and California. I just hope that we answered your question satisfactorily.
Oh, dude.
I just want to say, Brady or douchebag for asking such a douchebag question.
It's too early, man. Too soon, man.
Too soon to say.
I'm glad you're repeating everything I say. Douche.
Next question, please.
I'm riffing on what you say. You're repeating the exact same.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying it in a different tone.
Yeah, but you
it's called
are...
riffing. Why don't you work with it, man? Be professional. Jeez. Where do we, Sunshine, where do we find this guy?
Who, Brady or me?
Yeah, I'm talking about the Andrew douchebag sitting across from me here.
Breathing. Oh, yeah. I believe your mother.
Okay. Oh. You know what? You mentioned our mother one more time. I'm going to kick your butt.
Okay. Next question, please.
No question?
Yep.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Next question, please.
Next.
Anytime now. We do not have all day. Thank you very much.
Yes. Okay. Well,
just say the question.
No, I don't have
any
question.
Minute now.
No, dude.
Was that all the emails we had?
No.
Okay.
Because
we're up to two then.
No, we have a couple of hate mails.
Oh, shit!
Okay. Thank you for breaking the microphone.
No problem.
Thank you for breaking my ears.
No problem.
And thank you for breaking my
balls?
$600 headphones.
Yeah. I'm going to have to ask you for the next question, please.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's not a question. Well, it's basically a request.
Okay.
Yeah. There's Mike. Doesn't say where he's from.
A Mike, but M-I-C he, or M-I-K-E?
Mike, what? Is there Mike with a C? What?
I thought you were talking about like a microphone.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, I just want to constitute, I just want to say this one thing. I want to make sure, is this, a hate mail?
Well, you can
what?
Interpret it how you want
to. We'll discern whether or not, but it was sent to our hate mail account.
That's
hate mail at thebigdealshow.com. That's right.
Isn't it?
I believe it's something to that effect. And we're going for the hate mail.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, Mike. Doesn't say where it's from.
Mm-hmm. Probably a good idea.
He basically says you're pricks, and he wants you to suck his balls.
Well, I'll tell him one thing. He has penis asphyxiation, and he's probably gay.
And he should probably actually watch that movie, One-Eyed Monster.
He probably should.
Be right up his alley.
Literally.
That was...
basically kindergarten material for my... I take no offense of that if he wants to use foul language.
Right. Which we do not condone.
We don't condone it. At all.
And if we, say words like that, we're saying it because... We want to show the little kids
what not to say.
Right.
You know? So, basically, Mike, if that is your real name, why don't you grow a pair of nuts?
and suck them yourself
and see how that tastes, huh? Huh? And, you know...
Call Ron Jeremy for some lessons,
and you know what? And you know what? If you have a problem with us, seriously, why don't you stop listening to our show? Oh, that's right. I said it. Stop listening, you douchebag.
But if
you just want attention.
If he stops listening, then... Probably a big percentage of our listeners will stop.
Yep.
Or I mean,
but I'm just I'm talking to him specifically, yeah. Not everyone else. I mean, everyone else who wants to send hate mail, we're open. Go ahead, no problem. We can.
I have nothing
it.
Against hate mail.
Nothing. We have no problem.
And
with
I
it,
would,
Mike, you should die.
I want to say I think our teach time is over.
That was teach time.
We started with it.
No, you said you were going to do it. I didn't realize this was teach time.
We made the segment.
This was reading letters from people.
We were talking about how we made segments and kind of only used them for one episode. And now we actually talked about teach time and we didn't use it. I just wanted to pretend we used it.
Okay, let's just say we used it.
Teach time is over.
Teach time is over.
Hope you got learned.
We learned it a lot.
Do you have anything to say about Susan Boyle?
Ooh.
Susan Boyle. Let me get... Okay. First of all, I don't know who she is.
I think this is tube time, by the way.
Tube time! Tube it tube tube!
Now,
no,
interestingly...
No, I said nothing. Stop with tube time.
No, shut up now.
You say that's nice. Save for this tube time. We're just going
to
talk about Susan Boyle.
No,
everybody knows who
time.
Susan Boyle is.
I don't know who it is. Who it is?
No, screw you. No, listen. I made the segment. I want to say I made the segment. Tube time. And I want to say tube time. Because it makes like, it's like tube time.
Yeah,
it's
kind of, but
it's kind of
just
like
don't
a,
say it for 10 minutes.
No, I'm not going to. We're
not
going to
say it for 10 minutes. If you shut the hell up for 2 minutes, we could probably do it in like 30 seconds.
Right. Tube time.
Tubity tube tube. Tubity tubity tubity. Press play because it's tube time, baby. Tube time, baby. Tube.
Tuberoni.
Tubalone. Tubalone at the airport because it's like big. chocolate, and it rhymes with tube time.
Tubleroni.
Tubleroni time. You Tubleroni time.
Hey, how about some tubage for that penis? What would Ron do? Jeremy, that is.
He would tube it up with the tube time. That's what he would. He would take a tube and shove it up the tube. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Tube time.
Tube it.
Okay, anyway. Tube time it is.
Let's do some tube.
What? YouTube.com?
.com, YouTube.
www.youtube.com.
I hate you guys.
I really hope we're going to get some money for that.
Me too, because we're like pimping that out. Mm. I don't think anybody's pimped YouTube out like that.
Okay, Susan Boyle.
Okay.
Run the clip.
No.
There is no clip. Everyone's seen the clip.
Am I going to run the whole clip?
Which clip are you talking about? Okay.
No, basically, it's the ugly woman who can sing.
The ugly woman who can sing on what?
No,
it's amazing. An ugly woman who can sing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but who? On what? On what show?
Britain's Got Talent.
Britain's Got Talent.
No, they got teeth. They got talented teeth. I saw this guy. He opened his mouth and he was just standing there. It was his teeth that was auditioning.
But you know, it's funny. I also saw this guy who opened his mouth and all these teeth came out. But it was Susan Boyle.
You know what? I have to say, Susan Boyle, for some reason, I can't explain why, but she sounds like royalty to me.
She does.
Like,
she does not look like royalty, though.
But then again, the royalty don't either.
Harry, that's going to you, boy. Anyway,
Harry is one ugly POS.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie about
it. I read this article, and this is probably bullcrap, but that's what we base our show on anyway.
Mm-mm.
He hadn't, I guess, washed his hair for 2 freaking years.
This guy, the redhead, douchebag prince to be, whatever.
Of a schmuck.
Yeah.
Ugh. No one likes the guy. Don't care for him.
I can smell him all over here, you know, and I'm like 100,000 miles away.
Honestly, I wish that fire crotch of a man just stayed in Afghanistan. Or Iraq, whatever it was. Yeah.
The only guy who kind of looks decent is his older brother. Excuse me for that. It sounds gay, but he looks at least better.
That is pretty gay.
But his father?
Whoa!
Whoa! Close impact with the freighter train. Pow! I mean, the guy just... I mean, he kissed an express train. Okay?
And it didn't turn out to...
Close Encounter of the Ugly Kind.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Close Encounter of the Ugly Kind, starring
His
Richard Dreyfuss.
His head looks like a baboon's butt.
I haven't studied a baboon's butt, but I can imagine.
Yeah. I'm imagining right now.
I'm trying not to.
Susan Boyle, by the way, also looks like a baboon's butt.
I think we can wrap it up saying Susan Boyle is fugly, but she can sing.
She can sing.
Which is not that amazing, really. I mean,
check this out.
First of all,
shut up and check this out. Susan Boyle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I usually, when I watch these shows and you have, like, you know, these cute kids that can sing, you get kind of goosebumps because it's like, oh, cool, this little kid can sing.
Yeah.
When this Susan Boyle guy walked up on stage, you know, she seemed like a very nice person.
Yeah.
That
usually means
and
ugly.
When she started singing, check it out. When she started singing, I didn't get goosebumps.
No.
Because I wasn't that impressed.
No. I have to say.
But. When that dude, that other guy came up.
Yeah.
This was like a year ago or something
like that. Yeah.
With those teeth, I mean, sticking out, you could eat an apple through a keyhole.
You could, you could do something with them.
Yeah.
Can't think of anything right now. You could probably open a beer with those teeth.
Right. Anyway, you could actually probably open a can of beans with those teeth. Anyway.
Refried.
When he started singing, he did this opera thing. I mean, it's just like, wow, this guy's good.
Are you talking about Pol Pot?
Whatever.
Who knows these names? Why do you know these names?
I mean, okay, but this guy, he was beyond ugly.
Yeah.
He was so ugly.
Ass. Ugly.
Yeah.
I said, I put
he
it
was
on
so
table.
Ugly. No, he was so ugly.
Yeah.
He was charming.
Mm-hmm.
Susan Boyle.
Yeah.
Is not just kind of ugly. She's just boring looking.
Yeah.
But the crazy thing, check it out. The crazy thing is, I guess this is probably rumors. Again, this is what we base our stuff on.
Yeah.
is that James Cameron is supposedly going to direct...
The film director, yes.
Who else?
I'm trying to be your sidekick in this segment here. So.
Right. Anyway.
Give me a freaking
James Cameron is supposedly supposed to direct a movie about Susan Boyle.
Really?
About Susan Boyle.
Why?
Who's going to play Susan Boyle? Catherine freaking Zeta-Jones.
No.
Who is probably top 10 hottest woman in the world.
Oh, man. Where is this Susan Boyle from? Honestly.
I don't know, man.
Where does she get the balls to demand a movie to be written about her life? Is she that ugly? Yeah. And get Catherine Zeta-Jones to play her?
Hmm. Disgrace. Well, I mean,
honestly.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. It is pretty
bad. It's like getting
bad.
Brad Pitt to play Prince Charles.
Oh, man.
We're talking about cataclysmic events here, my friend. Okay, we're talking about, you know, stars and planets aligning.
Yeah.
Okay, we're talking about the sun sending down... We're talking about the apocalypse.
We're talking about pigs flying.
We're talking about swine influenza on pigs that fly.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
You do know that you actually don't get the flu from the swine?
You know, I use buzzwords.
But you might get it from someone like Susan Boyle.
But it's like, I mean, I've already seen that movie, though, honestly. It's called The Elephant Man. Put a bag overhead, you got yourself a hit. I'm going to be totally honest with you.
Oh, great.
I'm just going to be totally honest with you. I have no freaking idea who Susan Boyle is, and I couldn't give a rat's behind who it is either. I don't watch any of those shows, and Simon Cowell is annoying. Annoying.
Yeah. No, you know what? Screw you.
I like him, though.
You want to have annoying?
No.
That fourth girl in American Idol.
Oh.
She's all about, okay, you have Paula Abdul, which I find cute.
She's freaking hot. I mean, you know, for she's milfy.
Right.
That's right. I said it.
She's, I mean, okay, she's milfy, but she's also a nice... She seems very nice and
she's
genuine.
She's high as shit.
Hey, but I'd be that nice if I was snorting cocaine.
And then you,
and then you have
what's his name? What's his name, Sunshine?
What, Reggie Jackson?
Reggie Jackson!
Not Reg. Randy.
Oh, Reggie Jackson,
the racist pile of crap.
What? There's nothing to do with racism.
It does.
Why?
Everything.
Why?
Anything.
Why?
What?
Just because every time I talk about someone who is a vivid color...
I'm just saying you were very racist right now.
I call Obama a nice person and I'm a racist.
No, check it out. Randy Jackson, I find him very cool. He's cool, he's a nice guy, you know, chilling. Seems like he's very, he knows what he's talking about. He's done some stuff. He's got that dance show, I mean, he has to know what he's talking about.
He's on TV, he has to be something.
Right.
We're on live radio.
And then you have Simon Cowell, which is a knowledgeable guy. I mean, he's making millions on these shows.
The only thing
man.
I got to say about the guy, though, stop buying medium shirts.
Yeah, nipple action, not working for you.
Yeah. I mean, if you can, like, intercept signals from outer planets with your nipples, it's time to change your shirt.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, but yeah, and he's got the whitest teeth I have ever seen. The whitest teeth money can buy.
Trust me, that guy is probably, you know,
but anyway,
up the
he knows what he's talking about. You might think he's a douche, but he actually seems like a smart guy. Then.
Oh, snap.
Okay. Then you have the fourth girl.
Yeah.
Not know what her name is.
No. She's annoying as crap.
And she's all about feeling. Yeah, no. She's like, when someone's singing and they're done, she's like, you took me on a journey.
Oh, people who use the word journey, I just want to hit them with a bat.
And not only did you take yourself on a journey, but we were all there with you.
Yes, especially me. I was on a journey with you.
If you,
I was just doing a dramatic voice.
As a guy, as a person who, is in the media and exposed to, you know... The world, and you use the word journey for a song.
You're just asking for an ass kicking.
It's just retarded.
It is freaking retarded. It truly is.
Yeah. And funny enough, the word retarded is politically not correct anymore, but
yes,
if you go to India,
yeah,
they will still use the words mentally retarded.
Mm.
That was an India fun fact for you. Also a new segment in the Big Deal Show.
That's right. Fun facts.
India fun facts.
India fun facts. It's that specific. I like it. We have India fun facts. That's India fun fact number one. Our aim is to have at least three Indian fun facts in each segment.
Yeah.
Whether or not we're going to have that is another story, yeah, but...
We've had one so far.
One thus far.
Yep.
And we'll see if we have a couple more up our sleeves.
Right.
Fun, fun, fun! It's India fun fact. Wait a second. Sunshine, you have a topic for us? Is this right? It's topic time? Topic time! Top of the top time! Top of the topic. Give us a topic, Sunshine, and we'll discuss it. That's right.
And the thing is, he has not told us about the topic yet. And since we're, you know, not really good with topics, and we really don't know anything about the world.
Improvisation is not our forte.
Right. So we're just going to improvise on this one.
That's right. Face our fears, face your fears, and together we will overcome. I think Malcolm X said that once.
Right.
Or
Bob Hope. Again.
Yes.
Was that Bob Dole you talked about?
Bob Dole. Bob. I'm Bob Dole. I think he said something like that. I don't remember. I can't remember, honestly. I can't.
Sunshine, topic, please.
What? Any minute now. Gotta have a topic ready. Anytime. Anytime you're ready. Anytime you're ready with the topic.
Okay, we're going to talk about Pirate Bay.
Pirate Bay. Interesting thing.
Very interesting.
These guys are actually our neighbors here in Norway. Now, you were probably thinking Norway is the capital of Sweden, but no, it's not. You freaking douchebag.
It's only the second largest city.
Right. Anyway, Pirate Bay. I'm not going to go out on the world.
Let's just
for a second
sum up what is Pirate Bay.
Pirate Bay is a website where you can download, or not download, but you can get torrents, which is basically this thing that allows you to download from a lot of different people.
A reference file, in a way.
Right.
Exactly.
Would you say that's right, Sunshine?
I wasn't listening.
Right. Okay, good. See, that's our producer.
Neither are our listeners.
Anyway, these guys, I guess they've gone to court, and they're getting judged because of this thing.
Yes.
And
because it is by law illegal to download stuff. No, what's the rules? Tell us what the rules are.
Well, you can't share copyrighted, copyrighted.
But you can
material.
Download. You can download for private use, but you can't send it.
Yeah, you don't shut up now. You can download, but you cannot share.
Yeah,
am I right?
And the issue is the torrent sites really sharing? Because they're not hosting any of the copyrighted material.
Right.
True.
So that's why this case is pretty controversial.
Now, I gotta say, in a way, this whole torrent thing, you know, it's a loophole. It's a loophole.
Yeah, definitely a loophole.
So technically, you got to go out and get the people who are sharing, which is like, you know, half the population. But how are you going to get all these different people to pay? You're probably not going to do it. So instead of doing that, they're going after these Pirate Bay guys, but which technically, I guess they're not actually doing anything wrong. They're just hosting a website, you know, with the torrents. Even so, is this right? Because technically, they're it's like, let's say they're a website, fronting all of these hookers.
Yes, let's talk about hookers.
No, I'm just or drugs. They're like fronting.
Let's just say, for argument's sake, downloaded files are hookers.
Yeah,
if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I'm just talking about different vices here and. people fronting other stuff. They're not really doing anything with it. They're just like saying, hey, it's available, and if you push this thing, it'll direct you to where you'll get it.
Well, which is what hookers usually say.
Well, that's Craigslist.
That's Craigslist, right.
I don't know Craig personally. If he has a list, it's not to my knowledge.
Right. I know of it, and you're an idiot. And anyway, so the whole thing is what they're doing wrong. Morally,
pacha, pacha, pacha is what I have to say to that. Pacha. Because it's kind of like,
they're screwing the movie. Well,
but meh.
It's they're kind of screwing the movie industry and the game industry and the, you know, whatever, music
industry.
They're
screwing people over like $2 hookers.
Right.
And they ain't getting paid, or I don't know. I just said something. But it's pacha. That's what I think it should be called.
Yeah. They're not helping the industry, that's for sure. But are they doing anything wrong?
Pacha,
I
want to
say,
pacha.
No. Morally, yeah, pacha.
Pacha. Morally, pacha. But legally,
nah.
Meh.
Yeah.
Sounds like a Jewish holiday, not a racist, whatever.
Yeah, Mignette. That's what I say about that. Would you agree, Sunshine?
I don't know what I'm agreeing to.
You're agreeing to morally pacha
and legally
meh.
Actually, sounds like a Spanish holiday. Mañana, meh.
That was actually
I'm agreeing to morally pacha.
Morally pacha.
Morally pacha, legally, not an issue at all.
Yeah. So?
It's legal.
What exactly are we objecting to here?
Are we objecting to the fact that these two kids got convicted to like $50 million and
wait a second.
And
two
a year
kids?
In jail?
Two kids? Are we talking about kids here? Define kids. What are kids?
In the 20s.
In their 20s. That changes the whole deal.
No, it doesn't.
Actually, it doesn't. Not at all. It doesn't change anything.
Yeah, morally, again, pacha, legally, I guess it's not illegal, but...
If it's not illegal, you can't convict them.
I'm going to say one thing, and I'm going to be totally honest on this. I don't want to be quoted or anything, but I just want to say one thing. I'm going to download stuff. So, yeah, I said I'm going to download stuff.
Well, that's not illegal.
Exactly. So
if you share it, that's
but
illegal.
But morally, it is pacha.
Yeah, right. Correct.
But when it that, comes, I to, think when it comes what, to that, when it comes to that, yeah. I'm just going to say,
meh.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to say to that.
I think that's our answer. I think you got our answer there.
The answer is
meh.
Meh. Meh. M-E-H. Meh.
Often used in on MSN.
I hate MSN.
And AIM.
I'm not. If MSN wants to,
kind of like a Skype person. I'm kind of like a Skype person.
But the thing is, though, MSN is also nice because you don't have that obligation to like talk to the person for, like, okay, you're on Skype. It's like you got them on webcam, whatever, and then you have to sit there and talk. You feel like I have to be here. But MSN, you can take breaks.
Well, it depends
on... You
know,
nobody's going to hold you responsible if you don't respond for like 10 minutes. It's like, oh, I was busy doing
stuff.
The
worst thing is Facebook, because when you're logged on Facebook, you obviously just logged on, because most people don't, they're not on Facebook 24/7.
I am.
Well, you're an idiot.
That's true. But regardless of that, I'm not.
Right.
An idiot.
Okay. So that's like when people say hi to you on Facebook, you kind of have to say hi, you know,
You're morally obliged to say hi. Morally. Yeah. I'm going to say it.
Well,
it's to the
morally,
moral degree.
That's kind of pacha to me.
No, but you could be, okay, I'm going to put it this way. Like, let's say you were on Facebook and I was on Facebook,
right,
and you said hi to me. Mm. And I was like, oh no, Andrew's going to say hi again, blah, you know? Then I'm going to I could, like, in my mind, even though I'm on the PC doing other stuff, I could, in my mind, come up with an excuse, right now I'm, like, making food, so I can't really answer. And then that would be okay. I would just not answer, because in my mind, I would make up an excuse that I was making food.
But that would morally be not only pacha,
that would just be wrong.
No,
it's not wrong. It's right, because you have no idea what I'm doing. You have no freaking idea. Like, so Skype, kinda, yeah. Skype you would. That's what I'm saying. Skype you would because you can see me on webcam. You can see that you're just sitting there.
You don't have
to
push the answer button.
True.
And then the same rules apply.
Why are you on Facebook if you're not available for chat? I think Skype is a little too much. It's a little too much. It has to be a thing where you're not on all the time. You're on only when you're supposed to talk to that one person because you send him an SMS. You send him or her some sort of instant message like, let's do this on Skype. Let's talk business. Let's sign some contracts.
On Skype. You would sign contracts on Skype.
You can do it electronically now.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
Have you ever done
banks
it?
And stuff, you can do it. It's true. Look it up. I dare you. Look it up. I dare you. I dare the listeners to look it up. Via my bank, I can sign electronically on stuff. I'm just saying you could arrange this via Skype. But I'm saying don't be on Skype if you're not available. You're just teasing the other person. Honestly. Don't you agree?
I don't know what kind of Skype you're on.
What does that mean? I'm on the Skype you're on. You know, if I'm on Skype and I am available and you feel the urge to call me, God knows why. But you call me for some stupid reason.
Yeah.
You call me, and I'm like, oh, gosh, not Andrew again, because usually I am like that. The only reason why I meet you is, these sessions here where we actually tape some stuff.
That's what I don't get. Why are we doing the show today?
That's beyond me. That's cosmic. If you know what I mean. But I'm talking about Skype. It's too much of an obligation. It's too much of it just takes too much. It's just too much. I'm too available. Right. No one is that available. You can't even be available to yourself that much. You can't do it. So if you're on Skype, if I come up with, I'm sorry, if I'm on Facebook and I come up with a reason why I shouldn't answer you, I don't have to tell you the reason, but if I make up my mind that I can't answer you because I'm thinking about making food in a second, that's morally yes.
But listen, what if you just made a status update?
I made a status update. You say hi, right? You see that I made a status update like 1 minute ago.
Right.
I could be like, I made a status update, but I got a phone call that second. Or, whoa, rice is overcooking. Gotta go handle a situatione, you know? And I'm going over there. I'm in the kitchen. I'm fixing something. My PC's on, you know, Mac. Thank you very much. Sponsor us, please. And then, you know. That's it. I made up a reason why I couldn't answer you. See what I'm saying? You understand where I'm coming from? Come on, you can't honestly tell me that you haven't thought of that. You know? You can't honestly say you haven't thought of that.
I'm going to have to say I lost you there. Because the last, few minutes you've just been talking crap.
Condition. The Big Deal Show equals the human condition. We're like, like weird French movies from the 60s. That's what we are.
Yeah.
You know? Truth.
But honestly, honestly, Sean, what's the big deal? It's not about...
It's cosmic.
No, shut up. It's not about what that happens. What
anything.
Happens now.
Thank you.
It's not, it's not about the current events. That's not the big deal. The big deal is what matters to you.
The big picture.
And the big picture is all about everything that has happened. So we can talk about stuff that happened a long time ago.
Exactly. Can't think of any examples at the moment.
No, that's true, but what's the big deal?
What is the big deal?
I don't know. That's the whole thing.
Yeah. Like swine influenza. I could ask the question, what's the big deal? Is it a big deal? Honestly.
Okay, granted, people are dying all over the place.
Yeah, but seriously, people have been dying forever.
Years.
At least 10 years people have been dying. You know.
I'd say at least 20.
I'm going to go as far as saying 21 and a half.
You just said 10.
But I'm pretty sure it's 21 and a half.
At least, right.
At least. You know, it might be more. Might be 30, whatever. But the thing is, what's the big deal?
You know, you're gonna lie on your deathbed when you're, 80, whatever, 80, 90, who knows. You're gonna lie there, and you're gonna think, you know what? What's the big deal? I'm lying here, I'm dying, whatever. What's the big freaking deal?
The only thing you're losing
is, give me
is
a yogurt,
like,
turn up the morphine drip, and leave me alone. What's the big deal? I don't know. Do you? Click. Bring on the music.
Honestly, I was actually trying to reach out.
Yeah, you know what? You know what? I don't care about you reaching out. Okay? Okay?
I was reaching out. I was trying to get, you know, other people like Rupe and all the other guys.
Rupe.
Just send us more stuff because he's one of the guys.
Yeah,
who...
I don't care.
Right.
I don't care about them. I mean, I do, but I don't. You know what I mean?
You gotta love our fans.
You know what? You know what?
Because now we can actually say we have fans. Plural.
That's fine. But two doesn't constitute fans.
We don't have to have it the S in parentheses anymore.
True.
Now it's actually fans.
That's true.
Okay?
That's true.
So
I agree with
you. This is what we do it for. We do it for the fans. We do it for the people out there on the internets.
Yeah.
As Al Gore would say. And that's why we do it.
That's right.
We do it
I
for
love
the,
them,
we do
but
it
I don't.
The, we do it for the love.
I don't like people. I have a fear of people. I don't know. But
you know what? Why don't you just shut up and just say click?
Click! What do you think about that?
Pachair?